This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
805 WCHL, 56 degrees. We look for a lot of sunshine today. High today in the low 70s and absolutely beautiful weather. One of your Orange County commissioners says it's time to step up or give up, and she wants to step up to the North Carolina House of Representatives. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story on Bernadette Pelissier, who was in our studios just a few minutes ago.
Bernadette Pelissier has served on the Board of Commissioners since December 2008. Yesterday, she announced she will seek the appointment to the House seat representing District 50. Pelissier said in a press release that, quote, "We can either step up or give up," end quote. She referred to education as one of her main points of focus, saying she intends to help provide access to quality education for all. She also said strong business growth in the state, netting many new jobs, and a transparent government are at the heart of her plans. Pelissier is the daughter of French parents and was born in Senegal, Africa. However, she moved to the United States when she was young and spent most of her early years in New Jersey. She returned overseas when she was a teenager as her father worked for the United Nations in Damascus, Syria.
Quite an interesting background for Bernadette Pelissier, and she was with us in the studio just a few moments ago.
4 miles outside of Carborough.
I beg your pardon. That is not the correct cut. I'm sorry.
Board of Elections Director Tracy Ream.
Well, I'll have that cut coming up for you just a little while here on WCHL. Bernadette Pelissier saying she is now a candidate for the District 50 House seat. And we will have that for you on WCHL.
I really want to run for jobs, fairness, and education. And those are the motivating factors for me. A lot of people have said, why on earth would you want to be in the General Assembly in these days? And I said, well, it's not time to give up. So I want to step up and I want to serve House District 50. For jobs, fairness, and education. And let me say a little bit about those. The jobs, I want to make sure that we have policies that are based on what is known to work and not ideology. So we need to promote entrepreneurship. We need to make sure we have good-paying jobs. And on fairness, you know, it's fairness to the individual, and it's also fairness to the locality. So for the individuals, we need to make sure that we have a transparent government, because that's the only kind of government that's fair. But we have to make sure that we allow individuals the opportunity to give feedback on proposed legislation. We need to make sure they have the time to do that. And we also need to make sure that it's easy to vote. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about localities. That's something that I feel very passionate about, being a county commissioner. We have seen the General Assembly take away some of the authorities of local communities. I think it's very important that we increase the collaboration between the state and the counties and municipalities, because counties and municipalities and the people are going to feel disengaged if they're not able to make decisions that are relevant to the special needs of their community. We have to look at the state overall. That's what the General Assembly does, but also what happens at the local level. And education, everybody is talking about education. And that really is the cornerstone of what will happen in everybody's lives. And we have lost on education recently. I think we need to work to regain that, but also to go beyond where we were before we've made some of the losses of recent. And education is something that everybody knows now, that businesses who want to relocate, or even businesses in our own community that want to start up, they want an educated workforce.
That is Bernadette Pelissier, just a small portion of the interview we had just a little while ago. You can hear the whole interview, the whole conversation, on our website at chapelbrough.com. Bernadette Pelissier joins four other people who've announced their intention to seek the House 50 seat, replacing Valerie Fouché, Orange County's Lauren Eastham, who's a current Chapel Hill Town Council member, Tommy McNeil, Greg Meyer, and Durham County's Drew Nelson. Again, the Bernadette Pelissier, that conversation on our website at chapelbro.com. Now, in other election news, Orange County's Board of Elections director says a slew of changes to state voting laws will have a big impact on local elections starting next year. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
Board of Elections Director Tracy Reams came before Orange County Commissioners last week to update officials on the many recent changes to state election law. All voters must provide photo ID by 2016, Reams said, but the process of educating voters about the new law will start next year.
We will be required to ask people, do you have ID? They won't be required to provide it in 2014, but we have to ask them if they do have it. And if they do not, then they will have to sign a declaration to let us know they do not have it.
And while the voter ID law has received much attention both locally and nationally, Reams says other less publicized provisions of House Bill 589 will have a significant impact on local voters. Beginning in January of 2014, a new rule prohibits voters who go to the wrong precinct from casting provisional ballots. Reams said all voters who ask will be handed provisional ballots, but the votes won't be counted.
If a voter went to another precinct and they were not assigned to that precinct, they were allowed to vote a provisional ballot. With the enactment of House 589, anybody that votes outside of their correct precinct, we cannot count that ballot for any contest at all.
And Reams said the timing of North Carolina's presidential primary is now wholly dependent on when South Carolinians go to the polls.
We will now be required to follow what South Carolina does. If they hold their primary prior to the first Monday in May, then we have to hold our primary the Tuesday following them. The past 4 to 6 primaries, at least, they've held their primary in January and February. So that tells us that more than likely we're going to have a primary in February or March. So we will probably be early voting over the Christmas holidays.
Though Reams said it's too early to say how much that will cost, she told commissioners the expense will be significant.
There again, it'll be an additional cost for the county because we'll have to hold a presidential primary and then addition to all the other primaries that will be held as traditionally in May.
In addition, the option to vote a straight party ticket has now been removed from ballots, and the process for requesting and filling out absentee ballots has changed. Commissioner Mark Dorson called the changes an effort by the Republican-led General Assembly to disenfranchise voters.
Clearly, what's happening here is an attempt to suppress voter turnout. You know, we had a very high turnout in early voting in the last 2 presidential elections, and so that's been cut. We had a tremendous amount of same-day registration, so that's been cut.
Board Chair Barry Jacobs thanked the Orange County Board of Elections for what he called their bipartisan spirit of cooperation. Currently, the 3-member board is comprised of 1 Democrat and 2 Republicans, as appointed by the State Board of Elections. In light of the many changes that will impact local voters, Jacobs encouraged the board to seek extra funding for voter outreach.
If you need more assistance, if the Board of Elections thinks of ways that you would like to be more creative to try and reach voters, please tell Ms. Reams and have her ask it as part of the budget process. There's nothing more important in a democracy than people having the opportunity to cast their ballot.
If you'd like to learn more about changes to voting law under House Bill 589, you can find this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
With early voting beginning in just a few weeks and Election Day only a little more than a month away, campaign season has arrived in Orange County. And here at WCHL, we're excited to announce we'll be hosting 4 candidates' forums for each of the top races all through the month of October. It all begins on Monday, October 14th, as we host the 4 candidates for Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board from 3 until 4 p.m. and the 9 candidates for Chapel Hill Town Council from 7 until 9 p.m. Then on Monday, October 21st, from 7 until 9, we welcome the 5 candidates for Carborough Board of Aldermen. Finally, on Election Day Eve, Monday, November 4th, from 3 until 4 p.m., we'll host Chapel Hill's Mark Kleinsmith, Hillsborough's Tom Stevens, and Lydia Lavelle of Carborough, all running unopposed for mayor, for a special conversation about the future of the 3 towns in the next 2 years and beyond. All 4 forums will take place here at the WCHL studios, 88 Vilcom Circle in northern Chapel Hill, just off Weaver Dairy Road. Members of the public are welcome to attend, but we'll carry all the forums live on WCHL, streaming, as always, on our website, chapelbro.com. And stay tuned to WCHL throughout campaign season for all the latest on the 2013 election. The cyclist placed in the intensive care unit after a late-night hit and run on Thursday night has died, according to the News and Observer. UNC Hospital spokesman Tom Hughes told the NNO that Alexandra Nicole Simu, 40, of Carborough, died on Sunday from injuries from the incident. A Pittsburgh police officer driving south near Southern Village found the bikes and the riders in the middle of the road around 11:30 p.m. last Thursday According to the State Highway Patrol, Ivan Levander Skurlock, 41, of Carrboro, died at the scene. State troopers are still looking for a sedan with damage caused by the incident. Any information and or tips from the public pertaining to this incident should be reported to the Hillsborough Highway Patrol or the Raleigh Highway Patrol Communication Center. We have those numbers on our website at chapelboro.com. But again, the cyclist who had been in ICU at UNC Hospitals has died, and she is Alexandra Nicole Simu, 40, of Carrboro. WCHL News Time, 8:16. Coming up, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We will talk about the Chapel Hill Town Council. They have a meeting tonight, and they have some neighborhood conservation districts to talk about, or what's going to be done instead of those. And we'll revisit what happened on Saturday with Carolina and Georgia Tech on the football field. That's on the way, just a few minutes here on WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Southern Seasons. Stop by for delicious food and great wine during their September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other great in-store events at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online, southernseason.com. Now with traffic, here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and I-40, seeing some delays. 15501 northbound and southbound between the South Columbia exit and Manning Drive, seeing some delays. And NC-54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing delays this morning as well. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or send us a tweet at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather presented by Carolina Football. Win tickets to this Saturday's home game against East Carolina by going to WCHL's Facebook page and registering to win. And don't forget to experience the new Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park, right next to Kenan Stadium, right before the game. It is 56 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 55 in Carrboro, also 55 this morning in Hillsborough. A lot of sunshine today. High today in the low 70s, tonight clear with a low in the upper 40s, and then tomorrow mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. Looking ahead a little bit, tomorrow night, clear skies with the lows in the middle 50s. Slight chance of rain on Wednesday with a high in the middle 70s. So really pretty good weather all week long at WCHL. No reason to complain at all.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
818 at WCHL. The Chapel Hill Town Council will consider how to regulate new development in existing neighborhoods when the council meets tonight. In the past, residents concerned about the influx of student housing would petition the town to create neighborhood conservation districts with rules governing house size, occupancy, and parking. But a consultant hired to rewrite the town's land use codes says this piecemeal approach is not working. Instead, he suggests creating town-wide standards for building in established neighborhoods. Drafting the proposed infill compatibility standards could cost as much as $20,000, an expense that's not currently included in this year's budget. The council will also discuss a plan to begin charging homeowners and businesses for the cost of responding to security alarms that are repeatedly triggered by accident. The meeting starts at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. 10 schools holding half the Chapel Hill Carrboro District students need major renovations ranging from $10 to $40 million each. The Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board of Education presented summarized findings on the 10 oldest schools in the district last Thursday. Some of these schools include Colbreth Middle, Chapel Hill High, Carrboro Elementary, Estes Hills Elementary, and even the administrative offices for the school system at the Lincoln Center. The Board of Education worked with Mosley architects and staff members to identify facility issues such as building codes, HVAC systems, ADA, and life safety requirements, environmental issues, and mechanical electrical deficiencies. The 10 schools were found to have many common issues. Many of the buildings at these facilities are 50 to 60 years old and even older and need significant interior and exterior repair. The 2013-2023 capital investments plan budgets $20 million for all the schools. Some of the extensive repair options for schools range from $10 to $40 million per school. This week, we'll be speaking with Chapel Hill Carrboro Assistant Superintendent for Support Services, Todd LaFreeze, about the needed repairs. on Tuesday. You can tune in to the WCHL Afternoon News with Aaron Keck at 4:30 for a forum on the topic. If you'd like more information, you can view the Board of Education presentation on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:20. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Fitch Lumber in Carborough. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Well, everybody knows what happened on Saturday. Carolina went down to Georgia Tech, dominated early, held the lead for most of the game, ended up on the short end of a 28-20 score in Atlanta on Saturday, and just continued a long line of losses down at in Atlanta at Bobby Dodd Field. And Brian Chakos, who used to play for Carolina and now is with UNC. Brian, I know that this was another disappointment, and hopefully these guys can keep their heads up and be all fired up for the next game, which is at home.
Ron, first of all, it's great to be on with you as always, bud. And you know, it was a tough loss on Saturday. The guys played so well for a long stretch of time throughout the game, and it was just a hiccup or here or a bad call there that really just was the demise for us. So, but again, I'm very excited about this football team. We have a tremendous football coach here at the university that we should all be proud of. Our kids are playing very hard. And, you know, we just had a couple bad bounces on Saturday.
Brian, you know, everybody leading up to this game knows about how you really need extra time to prepare for Georgia Tech because they present you with some challenges nobody else does. And one of the key elements in this triple option attack that Georgia Tech runs is cut blocking. We've heard the term cut blocking a million times over the last week. Since you're a former offensive lineman at Carolina, I wonder if you would take a moment here to explain to me and to our listeners what exactly is cut blocking.
Sure. It's something that's a favorite tool of an offensive lineman. In essence, Ron, what it is, when you normally block someone, it's all about getting hand placement on the chest plate of the defender. But when you're chop blocking, or cut blocking as it's referred to, it's when you, in essence, try and drive your shoulder pad into the knee region of your defender where it knocks them off their feet and knocks them off balance, or if they what they call slow play it, coming up to see when someone's coming to cut block them, they back away from you, and it basically creates a space in between you and the defender where your running back or your quarterback can then cut off of the way you're cutting someone.
Seems to me that that is really kind of a dangerous tactic and runs a risk of injury. And would seem to me to give the offensive lineman a big advantage.
It does, Ron. There's no doubt about it. When you're a guy that's used to going full speed and running into another offensive lineman as a defensive lineman, you know, when someone can drop basically and almost submarine their helmet into your knee, it is a dangerous tactic. But as an offensive lineman, it's a great tool that helps, again, knock defenders off their feet, especially when you're out in space and you're going against a quicker, maybe a safety or a corner, and you're out in space and you can't get your hands on him. If you were to throw your 315-pound body at him, a lot of times that creates a separation, and just that split second it takes for the running back or receiver or quarterback to make the cutoff or your block and extend the play.
Well, one other thing. I'm calling on all your expertise as an offensive lineman here, Brian. You know, there were some momentum in that game, momentum changes in that game. Mm-hmm. Certainly a big momentum swing came when Carolina scored a touchdown, long touchdown pass from Bren Renner to Switzer. And and then it was called back because of a hold on offensive lineman John Heck. You know, it's unfortunate that offensive linemen don't often even get their names called unless they do something wrong. And I know that really hurts.
It does. It does. And that was a tremendous play. First of all, by Bren laying the ball on Ryan and just hit him in stride. And that was definitely a momentum killer. But, again, that's what I was saying, Ron. It comes down to a call here or there. And that's how delicate college football is. It's all about a couple plays that separates you from winning and losing. And, you know, I didn't really think that was a hold. I thought it was a really touchy kind of call, which is unfortunate for John, because I think John, as a redshirt freshman, getting a couple starts under his belt, has done a tremendous job. But, you know, those are the breaks, and, you know what, you move forward. It's Monday. We're looking forward to East Carolina, 12:30 game, and expecting a great crowd in Keenan.
Well, truth be told, you could call holding on just about every play, but that's another story.
Absolutely.
You know, Carolina returning home to take on East Carolina this coming Saturday. It's going to be a very important game, in my opinion, for Carolina's season, because the Tar Heels are really anxious to get back into the win column, and certainly you want to beat, you know, another in-state team, and they're going to bring a lot of folks to Keenan Stadium as well, so crowd support is going to be very important.
Crowd support's going to be tremendous, Ron, and it's something that we've done a good job, but we can still improve on. And, you know, I challenge people out there that if they haven't purchased tickets, please go to GoHeels.com and purchase tickets. The most important thing is that the kids need your support on the field. And they play better. They see it when they run out of the tunnel, if it's a large crowd, and they feed off of that atmosphere. And so, again, I urge all the listeners to purchase tickets, be there, be loud, be early, and just enjoy a great day in Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill. There's no better place to be.
Well, I will also add a personal note here. I hope that all those people who have the seats in the Blue Zone will actually be in those seats, because I think that will be very important to this team on Saturday to see the support of the fans. And, you know, don't be inside and socializing and stuff. You know, be out there and support the team.
Sure. And, again, I think it goes to just the overall atmosphere. We've done a great job, and we can continue to build off that. And, again, the kids look forward to it. I know Coach Fedora looks forward to it. And it's going to be a great day in Chapel Hill, no doubt about it, 12:30 on Saturday. So look forward to seeing everyone there.
And it's another early game, as you mentioned, 12:30, and important for folks to get out there on time. So, Brian Chakos, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Ron. Always appreciate it, pal. We'll talk soon.
All right. Always love to talk football with Brian Chakos. Now, in women's soccer, UNC's Crystal Dunn has done everything there is to do on the soccer field, but on Sunday night, she recorded her first hat trick of her career. Tar Heels ended a two-game losing streak in emphatic fashion, brushing aside the Miami Hurricanes 4-0. Now, it's unusual enough when the Carolina women's soccer team loses, but to lose two games in a row, that is unheard of, and now they have brushed that aside. They're back in the win column. Tar Heels now 8-2 on the season, 2-2 in the ACC with the victory. Miami fell to 6-3 overall, 1-3 in conference play. Crystal Dunn knots the first hat trick by a UNC player since Courtney Jones scored three times against Duke on October 28th of 2010 in a 5-3 Carolina win. Remarkably, UNC outshot the Hurricanes last night 22-2 and had a 10-1 edge in shots on goal. Tar Heels will continue another road trip on Thursday. They will take on ACC newcomer Pittsburgh. First time these two teams have ever played each other. That will be Thursday night, 7 o'clock. It'll be available on ESPN3. You can read all about the story and follow all the latest in UNC women's soccer on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Video replay is supposed to make the game better, not worse. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Do you get the feeling that the video replay nerds up in the booth have lost sight of their mission in life? They are there to correct the obvious blown call, the ones that we all see with our own eyes, to make what is unjust just, not to ruin the game. Thus was born the phrase, indisputable video evidence. Video replay killed Carolina's chances of upsetting Georgia Tech Saturday, although the Tar Heels made some egregious mistakes of their own in terms of penalties that either kept Tech drives alive or killed their own possessions. But without question, the two biggest calls in the game were made on the field and then overturned in the booth without indisputable video evidence. Let's call them Exhibit 1 and Exhibit 2, like in court, because they were both criminal. In the second quarter, Georgia Tech back David Simmons went airborne at the goal line and was hit by Carolina's Trey Boston. The ball came loose and the Tar Heels recovered and advanced it. But one ref signaled touchdown because he thought Sims had possession when the ball crossed the plane of the goal line, one of the worst rules in football. If a player has to complete the play with possession in every other circumstance, how does a fumble crossing the goal line even get reviewed? Well, it was, and the call was reversed. Look at it on the highlights, and you can't tell where the ball was as Sims leaped and lost it. So the call on the field has to stand because there was no proof otherwise. That would have maintained Carolina's two-score lead, which was needed to beat ball-controlling Georgia Tech. After the Jackets went ahead, the Tar Heels' last chance to regain the lead came early in the fourth quarter when Kareem Martin stripped Tech quarterback Vad Lee and recovered the ball. That was the call on the field. Yet the replay booth somehow determined through indisputable video evidence that after Lee lost control of the ball before his knee touched the ground, he somehow gained control of it when his knee hit and before he fumbled again. I watched it 10 times and could not determine that's what happened. So the call on the field is supposed to stand. Come on, guys, let them play football and let the refs call the game. And if and when there is indisputable video evidence that they blew a call, then reverse it. That's what you're there for, not to dissect every play like it's cardiovascular surgery. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
This is Allison Nichols, resident and 31-year-old farmer. Orange County is unique and edgy in many ways. It offers the culture and vibrant business life of a city while being surrounded by fields and farms that haven't changed in 100 years. We remain committed to a progressive ideal that honors the environment and the individual. It's a multicultural and inclusive environment. I call that edgy.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
Good morning. It is 8:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. And mostly sunny today. High today in the low 70s. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 40s. 56 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. The beginning of a beautiful day.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. Explosions rocked the mall in Nairobi, Kenya, where terrorists have been holding hostages.
This morning, we heard this huge explosion after a relative calm, and followed by that explosion, a number of smaller explosions. Then we saw Kenyan troops racing around.
CBS's Charlie Daggett.
We got news from the Kenyan Interior Minister. He says after this operation, almost all hostages have been evacuated. He blames the smoke on mattresses burning. That's a fire that was set by militants. He says two militants are dead.
Terrorists from the Al-Qaeda-linked group Al-Shabaab attacked the mall Saturday, killing 68 people, wounding about 175, including California native Elaine Dang.
I just got out of surgery. I'm okay. I'm very grateful to be alive. I'm also very grateful for, like, the Kenyan people. Everyone was so helpful and supportive.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
58 degrees, warming up now. WCHL, it's 8:32. I'm Rod Stutz. One of your Orange County commissioners says it's time to step up or give up, and she wants to step up to the North Carolina House of Representatives. Her name is Bernadette Pelissier. She was in our WCHL studios an hour ago.
I really want to run for jobs, fairness, and education. And those are the motivating factors for me. A lot of people have said, why on earth would you want to be in the General Assembly in these days? And I said, well, it's not time to give up. So I want to step up and I want to serve House District 50 for jobs, fairness, and education. And let me say a little bit about those. The jobs, I want to make sure that we have policies that are based on what is known to work and not ideology. So we need to promote entrepreneurship. We need to make sure we have good-paying jobs. And on fairness, you know, it's fairness to the individual, and it's also fairness to the locality. So for the individuals, we need to make sure that we have a transparent government, because that's the only kind of government that's fair. But we have to make sure that we allow individuals the opportunity to give feedback on proposed legislation. We need to make sure they have the time to do that. And we also need to make sure that it's easy to vote. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about localities. That's something that I feel very passionate about, being a county commissioner. We have seen the General Assembly take away some of the authorities of local communities. I think it's very important that we increase the collaboration between the state and the counties and municipalities, because counties and municipalities and the people are going to feel disengaged if they're not able to make decisions that are relevant to the special needs of their community. We have to look at the state overall. That's what the General Assembly does, but also what happens at the local level. And education, everybody is talking about education. And that really is the cornerstone of what will happen in everybody's lives. And we have lost in education recently. I think we need to work to regain that, but also to go beyond where we were before we've made some of the losses of recent. And education is something that everybody knows now that businesses who want to relocate or even businesses in our own community that want to start up, they want an educated workforce. That is one of the most important things that is needed for business growth. And one thing that we don't talk about very often is the fact that we have to educate every single child. Having worked in the criminal justice system, I see what happens when you have that prison pipeline. We've got to stop that prison pipeline, and we have to stop throwing away people's lives. So those are the three major reasons that have motivated me to put my name in for House Seat 50.
We're speaking with Bernadette Pelissier live in the WCHL studios this morning. She is a current county commissioner, now has declared herself a candidate for House District 50, a seat to replace Valerie Fouché. And Bernadette, do you want to finish Representative Fouché's term, or are you interested in continuing on past that?
Oh, I definitely want to continue on past that.
That is much more to that conversation with Bernadette Pelissier. She joins four other people who announced their intention to seek the House 50 seat. Orange County's Lauren Eastham, Tommy McNeil, and Greg Meyer, and Durham County's Drew Nelson. And Bernadette Pelissier's interview is on our website at chapelbro.com if you'd like to hear the whole thing. Now, here in Chapel Hill, a community farming project is helping members of Orange County's Karen population reconnect with their native farming traditions. Emma Miller reports from Carolina Connection.
Miles outside of Carborough, just off of Jones Ferry Road, the Transplanting Traditions Community Farm buzzes with activity and chatter. Here, 31 Karen families grow crops on a four-acre plot owned and preserved by the Triangle Land Conservancy. All are refugees who once farmed in their native Burma. Many fled to escape persecution and spent years living in refugee camps in Thailand. Now in the States, most work overnight at low-wage service jobs. They come to the farm as soon as their shifts end. Kelly Owensby is the farm's project manager. She teaches the refugees how to grow healthy crops in the Piedmont climate and how to sell them. Owensby says that back in Burma, farming is a huge part of community and culture.
It is something that they've done for many generations, and it's also something that people do on a community level. For them, the farm is not only very practical in that they are learning skills, gaining income, growing food and reducing food insecurity, but it's also a really big community project.
April Paw has worked on the farm for 2 years now. She left a refugee camp in Thailand to move to Chapel Hill 6 years ago.
I grew the luther, notedo, we call for my language, hot pepper, eggplant, banana pepper. I like very much to work here. Like if I want to eat something like my country, and I have it.
Etwa P, a refugee who serves as a translator for the project, says that the farm also fills a role as a gathering place for the Karen.
They want to be here together to talk about job, to help to each other, to hear to each other, because our Karen is like a community.
Today is pickup day for the farm's CSA program. That stands for Community Supported Agriculture. Owensby delivers announcements with Etwapi's help.
So we have some seeds and some plants today.
Then farmers pack boxes of fresh produce for customers. Some crops are instantly recognizable. Collards, winter squash, peppers, and sweet potatoes. But there are other less familiar vegetables too. Lemongrass, roselle, round green things the size of golf balls that I'm told are Thai eggplants. Those are crops traditionally grown in Burma. The farmers will take their boxes of produce to Johnny's store in Carborough, where customers who have paid to receive weekly deliveries will pick them up. Transplanting Traditions has already brought in $33,000 through its CSA program this year, and all of that money goes to the farmers. But there are benefits outside the financial for those who work on the farm. Pido is a farmer who came to Chapel Hill this year with his wife and three kids, after living in Virginia for 6 years. Before that, he lived in a refugee camp in Thailand. Pido tells me through Etwa P that his health has improved since getting involved.
When he come to the open space here with the fresh air, breathe the fresh air, with the son and talking about job, talking with friends, making friends, you know, to feel more happy and more healthy.
And Owensby says that the farm also gives refugees something to be proud of.
You know, I have one woman who said, for example, that when she first got her first job at UNC, she's a housekeeper, she's very grateful for that job, but that she thought to herself, I'm going to be here cleaning at night in the dark for the rest of my life. And that was really a hard thought. And I know that the farm for her has given her not only supplemental income, but I think just a really strong pride and an ability to show who she is, where she's from, and it just gives her another option.
This summer, a successful campaign through the crowdfunding website Indiegogo brought in $30,000 for the farm, so that will enable the project to continue. Owensby stresses that the farm needs more money to get more Karen families off its wait list and out onto the land. In Chapel Hill, I'm Emma Miller.
And Carolina Connection can be heard each Saturday on WCHL. It's a radio news magazine of UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication, produced and anchored by students. It airs each Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. That means that this coming Saturday will be on right before our coverage of Carolina football. Now, a couple of quick notes in sports this morning. A pair of undefeated Carolina teams kept their records unblemished this weekend in dominating fashion. UNC field hockey took down Virginia 2-1 on Friday, and Virginia Commonwealth 6-0 on Sunday. And the UNC volleyball team swept the ACC Big Ten Challenge with a sweep of Illinois on Friday and a 3-1 win against Indiana on Saturday. The number one field hockey team will no doubt hold on to the top spot when the polls are released today. The number 15 volleyball team could make a big move with quite a few teams with losses in front of it and the quality wins continuing to come in. ACC play continues on Friday evening with the Tar Heel field hockey team with a rivalry matchup against the number 9 Duke Blue Devils. The volleyball team tosses up the serve of conference play on Wednesday against rival North Carolina State in Chapel Hill. Last year, the teams took wins on their home courts, and the Tar Heels are hoping to at least start that way. That matchup can be seen on ESPNU on Wednesday at 8 p.m. And you can join the Tar Heel football team in Keenan Stadium this Saturday when they take on East Carolina for Military Appreciation Day. Get in Keenan early as the all-veterans parachute team will bring the game ball into the stadium, and there will be special military recognitions throughout the game. Also, don't forget the new Tar Heel Town located in the Bill Tower lot right outside Keenan Stadium, and there's something for every fan. There will be food trucks, Carolina merchandise, face painting, bounce houses, you name it, it'll all be at Tar Heel Town on Saturday. You can join Coach Fedora and the team on the victory walk through Tar Heel Town at 10 a.m., and Men of Distinction will be on stage performing live at Tar Heel Town, and we are giving one lucky fan a chance to win two tickets to this Saturday's game. All you have to do is visit WCHL's Facebook page. Submit your entry before Friday at noon. That's the deadline. We'll draw a winner and get in touch with him on Friday afternoon. So if you want to be at the game on Saturday, you want two free tickets, go to WCHL's Facebook page and get entered in the contest. And good luck. 8:42 at WCHL. Good morning.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Terry Turner from Weaver Street Realty. I'm the business manager, and my job description is pretty much anything that needs to be done. I can back up the brokers and
do a little bit of everything.
You pretty much are the glue that holds it all together, and everything kind of goes through you.
That is true. I'm the person that's there the most. I'm the one that answers the phone and fills in the holes. You know, jack of all trades, master of none. Cat herder, because we have so many personalities. You know, you have to have a sense of humor because, you know, everyone's schedules are busy, and, you know, I've been known to babysit children when they come to the office. Mm-hmm. We had an agent bring a goat to the office one time because somebody was buying it, and wow. So I was taking care of the little goat. You know, IT, I help people fix their computers, play host and ambassador when we have events. I mean, pretty much anything that needs to be done, I do my best to make sure happens.
Terry Turner says you will enjoy getting to know and doing business with Weaver Street Realty.
You will get a comfortable, welcoming, engaged group of people. We are very involved in the community, and we can help orient you to things that you are interested in, family things.
Whatever whatever is important to you and your lifestyle.
Exactly. Our website is weaverstreetrealty.com. There's a lot of information on there. There's bios for all the agents. You can get a sense of each person. All our properties are on there. There's paragraphs about all our different communities, and Silcope and Snow Camp and Saxbahaw, write-ups about those communities and what make them so interesting. Our office is at 116 East Main Street in downtown Carrboro. We've been in downtown Carrboro for 30 years, and our phone number is 919-929-5658.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insight.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics is even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System. Well, thanks very much for listening to that. It is working just fine. Thank you. It is 8:46 at WCHL, 56 degrees. And time for today's opinion piece on WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jim Warren. Climate change has become a planetary emergency. If humanity doesn't begin cutting global emissions by 2015, this crisis will pass a point of no return. North Carolina has a unique duty to help avert climate and economic chaos because the world's second largest power company is based in Charlotte. The sheer size of Duke Energy means that its transition to clean energy could be a climate game changer. NC Warren and allies are pressing Duke to phase out fossil fuel electricity by ramping up energy saving programs and renewable power, which are far cheaper than the nuclear plants Duke hopes to build. In fact, Duke is investing heavily in solar and wind out west, but in the southeast, Duke is blocking clean energy so it can keep burning coal and gas while hoping to build new nukes. Our society has been very slow to respond to the climate crisis. Indeed, the acceleration of bizarre weather and rising storm surges can feel paralyzing, and our government is surely failing its duty. But NC Warren and allies have a strong chance of persuading Duke Energy to join the clean energy revolution. North Carolina simply must rise to this extraordinary moral challenge. This is Jim Warren.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hi, this is Sean Sloan, shop owner of Twig. With all this talk about going green, the reality is we are not going back to living in a cave, are we? And as long as you're going to give gifts and buy things, why not buy stuff from a store that sells products that do serve the greater good? From women's fashions to kids' wooden toys to ideas for healthy living, we have a happy surprise for just about everyone. Come see me at Twig, located on Elliott Road next to Whole Foods. Twig, where it feels good to be green.
Terra Nova Global Properties is locally owned. We're on Main Street in Carrboro, affectionately known as the Paris of the Piedmont. The global in our name means we are trained and qualified to find you a pied-à-terre in Paris, the real one. I'm Mariana Fiorentino, owner and broker. Around the corner or around the globe, we are focused on international buyers moving here or those of you chasing your dream to live abroad.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze.
Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or find us online at besttile.com.
Orange County will offer two $10 rabies vaccination clinics in recognition of World Rabies Day. Both clinics offer one-year vaccinations and will take place on Thursday, September 26th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Public Market House on East Market Lane in Hillsboro, and on Saturday, September 28th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Animal Services Center on Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. For more information about the rabies vaccination clinics, please call 919-942-PETS. That's 919-942-7387.
This is it. It's football time. That means there's only one place to get every bit of Carolina and college football stats, commentary, photos, sideline news, and much, much more. It's Chapelboro's Huddle Up with the Heels section.
Shotgun snaps to Renner and drops straight back. Plenty of time, goes to the end zone. Ebron catches it for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
And it's jam-packed with everything you'll need to know this season, plus extras you weren't even expecting. So don't get blindsided. Check out chapelboro.com/huddle up all season long.
Hey, listen, you can also get involved in our contest we have. It's a fun contest every week. You can pick the winners, and all you got to do is go there. You can do it. You don't have to do it all season, so if you haven't done it already, you're not too late. You can do it on a week-to-week basis and still win some valuable prizes, gift cards to area restaurants. And it's great, and certainly you can do better than I am. You can compete with all of us at WCHL and Chapelboro.com, and I am dragging the bottom down there. Anthony Wellman and I are not doing too well, but you can certainly do better. Go to Chapelboro.com, check it out, and be a part of it. Time now for traffic and weather together, and traffic brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. You know, they serve the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, and guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents. Cruisers, good to go. Well, we haven't had too many big problems as far as traffic is concerned today. Things moving along fairly smoothly, and things getting a little bit better right now. If you're on your work or wherever you're going this morning, schools are now in session. We got that out of the way, and everything is copacetic. But if you spot anything anytime during the day that's out of the ordinary, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Or you can also tweet us at WCHL, and we'll pass along the word to everybody else. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service. What a concept! Your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. It is 58 degrees in Chapel Hill, beginning to warm up now. Mostly sunshine today. High today in the low 70s, about 73, maybe 74. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 40s. A little chilly. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. A little warmer than today. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low down in the middle 50s. And then another nice day on Wednesday. Slight chance of rain. Wednesday night, it will be a little bit cloudy. And Thursday, pretty good too. The rest of the week, in fact, looking pretty good. Chance of rain doesn't rise above about 20% all week long. If that doesn't change, we're in great shape. 853 at WCHL.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carborough Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carborough Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarborougheFamilyMedicine.net.
I'm Molly, and I'm sentimental. When my mom told me we were moving, but my old bedroom furniture wasn't, I had to have it. So how am I going to have it packed and shipped? Logistics.
Sentimental people love logistics because of freight services at the UPS store. We're certified packing experts, so we can pack any item, no matter how big, bulky, awkward, or fragile. And you'll always know where it is with UPS tracking. And now through October 12th, get 25% off freight packing at the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North. Big or small.
Brad
the news about our biggest promotion of the year. This November, it's a Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance. We'll send two lucky winners up to New York City for two luxurious nights, and then it's off to Mohegan Sun in Connecticut to watch Tar Heel basketball in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic. And this year, we have more places to enter than ever before. So keep listening to find out how you can win.
Oh, boy, that's going to be a lot of fun. 854 WCHL. Don't forget, you can go to the Carolina football game this Saturday for free. You can win a pair of tickets. All you have to do is visit WCHL's Facebook page and submit your entry. That's all there is to it. Friday at noon is the deadline. We'll draw a winner in the afternoon and get in touch with you on Friday afternoon if you are our winner. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, get eligible to win. Not only can you enjoy the game, but you can also enjoy all the festivities leading up to the game, including Tar Heel Town, which is right next to the stadium. It's Military Appreciation Day with the All-Veterans Parachute Team bringing in the game ball and special military recognitions throughout the game. And it's Carolina versus East Carolina, so you definitely want to be there. And go to our Facebook page, get registered. You can be there for absolutely free. Ain't that great? Hey, you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word he gave us about an hour ago? What's the word? How do you spell it? What's the correct definition? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. The word of the day on WCHL, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? And I have a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you're our first correct caller. Again, your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
Why do you buy what you buy, and how do you decide where to buy it? I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill. The Internet has changed the shopping experience forever. By the time you walk in our door, you know what you want to do and how you want to do it. You're in control. We have no secrets. Anything you want to know, we'll tell you. From the moment of first contact, you'll experience how we're different. Wow! I know with complete certainty that you'll have the best experience ever at Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill. I know without a doubt that our prices are outstanding. Why would you want to buy your Chevrolet anywhere else? You can lease a 2013 Chevrolet Volt for $269 per month, and the performance promise is included. Wow!
C3132, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, $23.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $39,995 and selling price of $38,995. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery by 9/30/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com. The wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value. Always. Performance Chevrolet is a Hendrick team member.
Friday, September 27th, between 4 and 8 p.m. at the Carrboro Farmers Market, come grub for good at the Chapel Hill Carrboro Meals on Wheels second annual food truck rodeo. The food trucks will donate 10% of their sales to Meals on Wheels, and there will be live music and a silent auction. The money raised will help supplement the food costs for the 30,000-plus meals we will deliver in 2013. Thank you to WCHL for caring about our homebound neighbors.
857 at WCHL. Congratulations, Woody Claris, who had the word of the day today. It is uncouth. Woody Claris has never been described as being uncouth. Uncouth means that which is outlandish, rugged, strange, or clumsy in appearance, lacking in polish, and lacking in grace. That's our word of the day, courtesy of Franklin Street Realty and courtesy of Wayne Pond. Woody Claris gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. All right, Woody, thank you very much. It's just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This is it. It's football time. That means there's only one place to get every bit of Carolina and college football stats, commentary, photos, sideline news, and much, much more. It's Chapelboro's Huddle Up with the Heels section.
Shotgun snap to Renner and drops straight back. Plenty of time, goes to the end zone. Ebron catches it. for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
And it's jam-packed with everything you'll need to know this season, plus extras you weren't even expecting. So don't get blindsided. Check out chapelbrook.com/huddle up all season long.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 59 degrees in Chapel Hill. Warming up now, mostly sunshine. High today, the low 70s. Tonight clear with the low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. A lot of sunshine all week long and a slight chance of rain.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill,